May I have your attention, please? We'd like to welcome you aboard the mothership on a direct flight to Musical Bliss. Tonight's in-flight programming is brought to you by your friendly pilots, Tim and Mike. Before takeoff, please unfasten your safety belts and bring your seat backs to the unlocked and reclined position. Thank you for flying Area 54.
Pues no es muy fácil para dejarla. Hay que sufrirle para dejarla. Hay que sufrirle para dejarla.
ce soir sur le lieu à la fois le plus fantastique et le plus illustre du monde. Ce plateau de Gizeh, où se dresse à jamais le plus haut témoignage des hommes.
You're listening to Area 54 with Tim and Mike and the Chill Show here on 94.7 FM Alternative Portland. New from a band called, or a gal called Santo Gold. She's from the East Coast. She's from Baltimore, Maryland. Wow, interesting. Song we played was called Les Artistes, and it's off her self-titled album. Really cool stuff, and whenever we play it, we get lots of people asking us about it. So we'll tell you a little bit more about her in a second here, but I'm just going to go back through our list. Yesayer before that did Sunrise off of the album called All Hours Symbols, and the new Carmen Rizzo album is called Ornament of an Imposter, and we just got it. It is a good album. The song we played for you there is called Fantastique. Nortec Collective did Olvidella Compa, and that was the Roscoe remix, can be found on an album called Loteria Beats. Start off the whole set with Bittersweet, a song called Take Two Blue, remixed by Roy Dubb, and can be found on the remix album, The Remix Game.
Awesome album. I keep going back to that remix album. I like the original, but the remixes are fun.
They are, yeah.
And their latest album is called Drama, so there's going to be a remix album of that material coming out, too.
Yeah, it's a good album. It'll be a good album to remix, too.
They made that whole album ready to be remixed.
They did, and I like this. It's an album standing the test of time, even though it's only been out. I've only been listening to it for about a week, but it usually takes a few weeks on their stuff for me to kind of to judge. Yeah,
I think all this stuff is written for TV shows and commercials. It's perfect for it.
If you lived in Los Angeles, you probably would see the dollars too.
So, what did you want to say about Santa Gold?
I really like this artist. I haven't heard it. You have the whole album. I don't have the whole thing.
Yeah, I've been hoarding it.
But what do you think of it? What do you think of the record?
It's great. I like her influences. I like that dubby kind of, I don't know. I don't even know how you categorize this, which is nice. Uncategorizable. She does have that 80s, I keep saying Missing Persons. What was a girl from Missing Persons called again?
Dale Bozio.
She sounds like Dale Bozio a little bit.
Wow.
Maybe.
That's pretty hard to do.
How do you remember that name? Her name was Dale Bozio.
You
have big posters of
her. Don't ask
me
what I had
something.
For lunch yesterday, though.
No, but you can go all the way back to the 80s, huh?
Yeah, I can. Definitely to the 80s.
What was the girl's name from Berlin?
Terry Nunn.
You amaze me, man.
That's pretty good.
Like, wow. It's a walking musical encyclopedia.
You know, chicks from the 80s used to ask me about any of them, I can tell you.
Yeah. Right, what was the girl's name from that band, Cyndi Lauper?
I don't know that one, man.
All right, we're going to play some more music for you guys. We can keep talking here all night long, but we'll spare you. We're going to play some music from Hawk.
Oh, thank God.
Huh? We should spare people that.
Just press the button. What do we got, Hawk?
We got a track called Can You See the Love lined up for you. It's Tim Mike, Area 54.